Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. You know what I find interesting?
What?
I'm not sure if you have been paying attention lately, but a lot of those prosperity ministers are coming under fire right now.
Well, and yeah, and they have been for quite a long time. Some of them wound up in prison.
Yeah, but I'll just say this. In the black community, there's a lot famous. You got T.D. Jakes, you had all these other ones. But matter of fact, T.D. Jakes is under fire right now. The guy from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And you talking about Tyron's about to be back to where it was founded.
Yeah.
And so is all of these things that you just listed right here, in some way, are they all kind of coming back up for discussion?
Yeah. Well, and I think that's also part of some bigger astrology patterns too, right? Because it was in the 1960s, before we found Chiron, when we had a Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Virgo that really is like the longest planetary cycle that, you know, astrologers follow. And when Saturn and Pluto came together in Virgo was really like the height or the beginning of so many of these movements. And then it was like 15, 17 years later, or maybe 12, because I think it was in 64, 65. Then we have Chiron come along the next decade when some of these things are like at their height, right? Like when it's like the extreme, I think, of what began in the 1960s, along with the beginning of the backlash, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if I look at some of a social progress and ongoing sexual revolution, I look at all of these people that's getting cases thrown on them for sexual inappropriateness.
And also, you know, the fact that reproductive rights have kind of essentially been rolled back, right?
Yes. Here. Yes, that too.
Yeah.
You look at one of the other things you talked about, organic food. There's a mm-hmm. big thing about what we eating nowadays.
Yeah. And alternative health, like things like Reiki and energy healing and, now it's like the supplement market that's gone wild, right? Like all these herbal supplements and being able to eat or drink your vitamins, and people who are interested in prolonging life, right? By manipulating their diet and using certain
Have you seen that guy that takes all those pills?
Yeah.
He's trying to reduce aging.
Yeah.
He was a real, I think he was the guy that owned Cash App, but not Cash App.
He's kind of creepy looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so that was going on. And then specifically in 1977, and I thought these were fascinating because, I mean, I was 68, so I guess I'd be 9. So it was really the height of the disco craze, which kind of takes that whole personal fulfillment and happiness thing to a excessive degree, right? So like Studio 54 nightclub in New York was like the hottest club in the world. And that was the year that the movies, both Saturday Night Fever and Star Wars, were like the hits of the year and really influenced fashion and music. I also thought this was fascinating that the very first retail computers were made for sale in 1977 from both Apple, Radio Shack, and Commodore. Then we also had the Concorde supersonic airplane. So there was like this initial promise of technological progress, right? I didn't know that the personal computer really emerged in 1977, but it did. Wow. The other thing that really caught people's attention was this notion that money and fame don't save you, that you still can have problems. And, you know, in particular, I can remember in popular culture, the death of Elvis Presley. You know, he died from a drug-related problem, and it came to light that he had all these issues, whereas people had thought of him as like an untouchable superstar. And he died in this very tragic way. And then there was like a plane crash with the band Lynyrd Skynyrd and their lead singer and a bunch of their, you know, crew, et cetera, were killed. Many others were injured. And so it was like there was all this promise and escapism, but then this underlying reality of, but you can still die, right? Like, but you can still be unhappy. Like, we have promises, but there's still pain. So I thought that, I thought those things were fascinating.
Can wealth actually bring pain?
That's probably a philosophical question that's more than you and I want to dive into on this, but right? It's like, it perhaps can. Like, one of the things that I learned early in my life, because I spent 10 years working in financial services with a lot of people who were very, very wealthy, is they were no happier than I was. Like, they were no happier than my family. And of course, even in astrology, what you find is that people who have problems still have problems when they have money. And sometimes some of their problems are exaggerated, because with wealth comes all these demands and expectations, and then those are unmet. Kind of like fame doesn't save people, right? It's like a magnifier for your underlying insecurities and issues.
Well, the famous rapper Biggie Smalls says, more money, more problems.
More money, more problems. Yeah.
And the other thing that came to mind when you said wealth and fame won't save you is that billionaire that just died in that submarine going down to see, what was that, the Titanic?
Yeah. Yeah,
that money didn't save him.
No,
he would. I bet you he'd give all those billions back up just to resurface.
And his son too. It was him and his son who died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And of course, you can look at the Kennedy family, right? Money and fame, and yet that family has been haunted by tragedy
and death.
Yeah. So I'm going to shift gears now and talk about the little bit of the mythology of Chiron. We've covered the astronomy and some of the popular events. And I'm not going to go into all the myths of Chiron because there's a lot of them. His life is actually very well documented in Roman and Greek mythology. But it's interesting to know that in mythology, Chiron was actually the child of Saturn, right? Who was a Titan. And Saturn had an affair, or rather cheated on his wife, with a sea nymph named Philaera. And he was caught by his wife in the act. And so what happened is Saturn turned himself into a stallion and galloped away. And so as a result, this sea nymph had a baby who was half horse and half man. And she was horrified by this, right? And so she rejected the child and it was taken away from her. And luckily for Chiron, he was adopted by the sun god, Apollo. And Apollo and his sister, who was the lunar goddess that we know as Artemis or Diana, they raised Chiron and they taught him all sorts of things, how to fight, how to hunt, how to heal. They taught him about astrology and astronomy. They taught him music. And so he had kind of this protected childhood, and he was immortal because he was the son of Saturn. However, after he sort of grew up and learned all these things, he didn't live with Apollo and Diana. He chose to go to a cave in the mountains where there were other centaurs like him. And so if you travel to Greece today, apparently there's still Chiron's cave you can go visit, which is like now on my bucket list to do.
Oh, wow. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.